Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, a Florida man was caught stealing a surveillance camera that was set up to prevent stealing. It's Marion County, Florida. Deputies are looking for the man they say stole a surveillance camera set up to prevent theft at a construction site. The unidentified man went to a home that was under construction, stole the camera worth about $355. And he's literally right there on the footage. And they go, well, it's unfortunate that he stole the camera, but it did its job. But they don't know who he is. They're trying to identify him. And so there you go. You're supposed to call Crime Stoppers if you know who the guy is. A Florida man, 20 years old, yells, catch the kid, and throws a toddler from a second-story window during a custody argument. His name is Cadram Coleman. Jiminy Christmas. I thought Monty Outlaw from yesterday was... He was charged with custody interference and child neglect. He legit threw a one-year-old out of a second-story window. It was in Tarpon Springs. He grabbed the toddler, threw him out to someone waiting below, and he yelled, catch the kid, according to witnesses. Thankfully, the child was caught and unharmed, according to Pasco County Sheriff's Office. He put the child into his sister's vehicle, and then he tried to flee the scene, but he was located at his mom's house by detectives. Sheriff's Office says that he had not taken the necessary steps to prove that he was the kid's father. Oh, boy, it's one of those. He was arrested on one kind of interference with custody, child neglect and injury. He's in Lando Lakes. That butter place, but this is prison.
No butter.
No butter there.
No Indian.
Although they might want some. It's a joke. Shh. No. No. Why? Why this one? He looks like he would do this crime. A 32-year-old, Kane just did this to me on purpose. Hang on. A 32-year-old South Florida man has been arrested for stabbing a man multiple times after...
After what?
He engaged in some solo romance.
Not bad.
In front of the guy.
Not bad.
That he stabbed.
I commend you.
The stabbing occurred... After the suspect, identified as Devin Cooper, approached the victim while the victim slept in a parking garage stairwell. The situation escalated when Cooper decided to perform solo romance. And the victim was like, go away. And then Cooper stabbed the victim multiple times and stole his backpack. The police were called. Cooper was arrested. He had a knife, and clearly he did it. And so he's in the
escalated quickly.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you don't want to watch, then I'm gonna stab you. I don't know. This is crazy. There's nothing I can say. Everything is gonna go sideways if I continue with this.
Actually, you did a great job. I thought it was really gonna fail horribly.
Oh, I did too. Believe.
I really
I'm like, don't fail me now, brain. So, like, let's.
Kudos to you.
And last but not least, a Florida woman she's pled guilty to smuggling guns to Haiti. What? Alonde Tunis of Pompano Beach has pled guilty to 48 count indictment. She went to jail. She was apparently in a weapons smuggling conspiracy case, and she was helping to coordinate the armed kidnapping of 17 missionaries, apparently, in October 2021. She was smuggling, helping to send guns to Haitian gang members. That is crazy. In Florida, Pompano Beach, you just never know with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just never know. Oh, my gosh. All right, this is what we got coming up. I still think Monty Outlaw. Fan that name. That was his actual name. His actual last name was Outlaw. As we get moving, our partners... They make free radio possible for you. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PMR 30. The PMR-30, this is such a great gun, and Kel-Tec is a great company, Florida-based. The PMR-30, I have several that I really, really like, but the PMR-30 is like one of my favorites. It's great for personal home defense, but I mean, I really like it recreationally. It's lightweight, accurate, 30 rounds, standard capacity, 22 Magnum. It's perfect for hiking, backpacking, really all day range plinking. I mean, I think it's really good for that. And standard capacity, again, 30 rounds, high vis fiber optic front and rear sights. You got really great target acquisition. I like to use this to get people comfortable with shooting handguns. Integrated accessory, rail, you can mount a light. I mean, it's just awesome. And if you want the carbine, the CMR-30 is the carbine version. That's the big brother of the PMR-30, except the same mag had that ballistic advantage. Learn more about the PMR-30. This is one of my favorites. I mean, there's literally no recoil with it. I think I have, you know, more resistance when I cut into cold butter. Learn more about it at PMR-30 at KeltecWeapons.com. Follow them on social media as well. That's KELTEC weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. And I got to pull this up because, and I didn't have this on my list to immediately jump into, but it made me mad. It made, not for the reasons that you maybe think, because you guys know how I feel about cruise ships. So I saw this tweet from the schmuck. Where's this at? And they put this up and they tweeted, "Late stage capitalism is so absurdly comical at times." And they have a video. It's accompanied by a video of this new cruise ship. What is it? Icon of the Seas is what it's called. And they, I guess they're complaining. They go, it has 23 restaurants, 22 bars and clubs, 7 full-size pools, 9 hot tubs, a full water park, rock climbing wall, ice skating rink, surf simulator. I read that a Smurf simulator for the first time, and I like was intrigued. Golf course, basketball court, rooms for 7,600 people. Are they making fun of cruise ships? Like, I don't like cruises because A, I get seasick, and B, I get claustrophobic. And then C, I just don't like being on vessels for endless amounts of time that I can't get off of. You know what I mean? Like, planes push it for me. I just have a thing. I don't know. It's a weird thing that I've always had. If I'm on a flight anything more than 3 hours, I got to get up and walk around. I just get super antsy, and it drives my husband insane. God love him. That's the whole, otherwise, I don't have a problem with cruise ships. Also, sometimes, I mean, they got it, don't they have like an captain? And that one guy got drunk and like sank the ship. So I get a little nervous, right? But I mean, basically it's like it's like a floating Chuck E. Cheese just for adults. I don't know what else to say. What's the other one that's like Chuck E. Cheese, but they pretend they're not because it's more adult catered? It's two dudes' names. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Charlie and Harry. I don't know. Oh, I can't remember. Dave and Buster's.
Charlie and Harry.
I couldn't remember it for the life of me.
You're close.
I was trying to remember what it was called. But what the hell is late stage capitalism? You know what that word is? That's what stupid, bratty trust fund socialists say when they notice that their plumber gets to go and do fun stuff. They call it late stage capitalism. No, that's like capitalism, you dumb, snotty brat. That's what it is.
I think they're trying to make it sound like it's a cancer, like you're in late stages. It's capitalism, but it's a cancer.
Have you seen this ship? This is crazy. This ship is crazy mad. I don't even know how it stays afloat. Don't email me. I literally will have people that will, like scientists out there that will email me how this works. I mean, all I know is at the front of it, there's like this glass geodesic dome in the front, and I'm intrigued.
There's like 5 levels above deck.
I don't even know what some of this stuff is on there.
It's like water slides and Ferris wheels.
It looks like a boat that has been bedazzled like a lot. You know what I mean? It looks like Barbie's dream boat. I don't even know, man. There's so much stuff happening on this ship. Why are they making fun of it? Honestly, if I could stay on something and go to a bunch of different places instead of just flying to one place, I like to stay busy. So I kind of like the appeal of that. I just cannot stay with a bunch of people on a thing. I can't. I just get real weird. I mean, I can barely do a plane. And if we go on road trips, Dana drives. That's like the known rule in my house. My family makes so much fun of me. I had my aunts, they were like, can you, because they were very old fashioned. And my aunts are like, oh, well, the man drives. And they're like, well, there she is driving. Like her whole family, I got a car full of dudes and I'm driving, you know, God help them all. I have to do something. So I have to, you know, I'm not content with, excuse me, with being in charge of snacks and music. Although I will do that too. But anyway, long story short, that's the only thing I get angsty about. What is there to complain about this? They're mad because it has 23 restaurants. There's 23 restaurants on this boat. That's like some serious, they fit 23 restaurants on this thing and it floats. That's science. The noodles, that's the noodle thing that you're seeing on the simulcast. That's all the water stuff. The water park. They got a water park. You know what? We are so spoiled. You're on a boat in the water and you can get into a vessel of water in the boat that's in the water. Right. You can get in a tube and fling yourself down to God knows what on a boat in the water. You know what I'm saying? Like that? We are spoiled brats. And I got this. I know it's a snotty trust fund socialist, right? You know it is. And they're sitting here complaining. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that regular people can go and do fun things. If it has like the appearance of even looking fancy, social trust fund, socialist trust fund leftist get ticked off. Oh my gosh, the poor aren't supposed to be able to do anything. And then they think it's only like poor people that do cruises. Let me tell you something. I got to tell you about my weird uncle. He's weird. God love him. He was one of the most cantankerous people I've ever met. And I think one of the only kids that he ever got along with was my youngest son, who is an old man in a young person's body. It's weird. And he would do these weird vacations, right? And he liked to go on cruise ships because he liked to people watch. And he was, you know, he worked really hard. He was one of those guys who was loaded, but you never knew it because he just didn't flash it and he just didn't care. He just, you know, he earned money and he's like, whatever. He liked to go take pictures of covered bridges. That was the thing. And he literally was part of a club and he did weird vacations. Like he used to get, I don't even know how you do this. He was in the Navy for a long time. I don't even know how you do this, but he was able to get on like merchant vessels and go to these weird ports of call and just like wander around these totally non-touristy places all over the world. He also stole, I don't know if I should say this. Well, maybe I heard, let's just put it like that, so I can give myself some plausible deniability. He took the town in Southern Missouri where my family's from. He took the town's sign. Like, welcome to the city of, you know, whatever. He took that and took it up to the North Pole. And I guess that's the thing where you stick it in the ice up there. He did that. He stole it. And it was like the talk of the town for 5 years because there's 300 people there. It's all they ever. You remember when our sign was stolen? Mm-hmm. I wonder who did it. And they all look at my uncle. But he loved it because he liked to people watch. And he liked amenities. That was the thing. Right? And I love the idea. And he probably was more loaded than these snotty brats that are complaining about this. Money does not buy you class and it doesn't buy you wit, clearly. But I mean, you got a rock climbing wall on a boat in the ocean. You're on a boat in the ocean and you can rock climb. God bless America. You have 7 pools, 9 hot tubs and a full water park. Why are they not paying us right now? Right. Golly, on a boat in the ocean. Now you might be wondering, Dana, is that enough to tell? No, because I still got to be, unless you let me drive the boat, I'm probably not going to be cool with it. Because I've got to, it's weird. I'm on a boat with a bunch and I can't get off. Like if I know that I can't get off, suddenly I want off. You know what I mean? Like when the lockdown happened and they were like, make sure you wash your hands. Suddenly I wanted to lick doorknobs and do all of the things that they told me not to do. Right. I like staying in my hobbit hole. And then when they told me that I couldn't go anywhere, I wanted to leave all the time. I don't know what it is. It's just a thing. But late stage capitalism, they try to make everyday accessibility for everybody like a bad thing. I saw that and it just ticked me off. It's so bratty. It's so bratty and it's so like snotty. I can't, I don't know. Late stage capitalism is not having a job and being in debt because you literally paid 6 figures for a humanities degree. That is late stage capitalism. Okay, late stage capitalism is going into debt for a stupid, worthless degree in women's studies. That's late stage capitalism. Shut up. So bratty. I can't stand these people. Some of y'all didn't beat your children enough when they were younger, and it shows. Just got to say. The one time when people don't get upset over mansplaining is when all these skincare companies started using dudes to try to sell women's skincare products. And then try to act like it was one and the same, and women should just stop complaining about it because, you know, they know what's best. Women have different needs from dudes, and women even have different needs from other women, depending on what stage they are in their lives. Niemi Skincare understands that, and any skincare company should. This is why they were created. And so with Niemi Skincare, first off, this is a company that uses USA ingredients, made in the USA ingredients. They're made in the USA. No parabens, none of those horrible, ridiculous, harsh, artificial synthetic chemicals. And they don't test on animals either. But they are all about making sure that you have what you need to have healthy skin. So they have introduced two new routines, their Wake Up Right routine, where you can give your skin a morning boost of vitamin C and peptides. And then they have their bedtime moisturizing routine. This is great, especially when it's going to be like 7 degrees here in Texas, for example, because it's ultra hydrating. It's going to replenish your skin, keep you moisturized while you sleep, and it's packed with soothing, restorative ingredients. And your skin will thank you for this. And like I said, they share your values, but they also understand and celebrate that women are different and women need different things. Niemi Skincare products are 100% guaranteed. So take the guesswork out of your routine with Niemi Skincare. Visit NiemiSkincare.com. That's N-I-M-I Skincare.com and use promo code Dana for 10% off. Your skin will thank you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, this is an absolute lie. You know who authored this study? Men. Men, they say, are better with directions than women. And it's a stupid study that's probably not at all based in science. Shut up, it is not. University of Illinois determined that when it comes to how different genders are raised, they said that enhanced navigational abilities versus females. They say that men. Okay, that's not true. At least not in my marriage. It is not true. I am literally like I can navigate six ways to Sunday. I literally learned how to read like navigational charts and all this stuff. When we had a boat, we were down fishing and all that. I learned everything. I actually like read up and everything. I wanted to know how to navigate. I am the navigational person in our relationship.
You're the exception to the rules.
I just feel, well, you know what? And then when we've done all kinds of defensive handgun courses, everyone's like, oh, you listened so well. Like, you followed, like, you completed this. I'm always the one who completes a task and I follow it. And they're like, well, yeah, women just listen, you know, better. And these are the men instructors that are saying this. So this is fake news. It's fake news. But they say that, that their study shows that men take, you know, the navigational stuff. I don't know. Man, my stepdad couldn't navigate. I'm just saying he couldn't. God love him, but he couldn't. Let's see here. I got a couple of other. Oh, this is a good. Florida public colleges are now barred from using state and federal funds for DEI programs. It is a new rule, a byproduct of legislation that was spearheaded by DeSantis. It applies to 28 schools within the Florida college system. And so they said that they will not allow taxpayer funds to be used to promote DEI at any of the 28 state college campuses. It's done. That's huge. That's super huge. And that needs to like extend everywhere. That's really good news. And we need more and more of those wins. So this was weird. I was reading this. Schwarzenegger was detained in Munich for an unregistered watch. He was transporting a watch for a charity auction. And they held him up at the airport because they said it was an unregistered luxury watch that he didn't declare through customs. He had to pay $30,000 and they demanded half of it in cash. And he said that it was like a hold 'em up or something. And it does sound like that. They tried to have him use a credit card machine for an hour and then they made him walk to an ATM and withdraw money. It ended up being $10,000. The taxes were like over $10,000 and they wouldn't let him leave until he figured out how to get money and he had to pay half in cash. It was his own property and he was bringing it into Germany for a charity auction that he wasn't even, and he had to pay. I don't understand that. What am I missing? That's one of the dumbest damn things I've ever heard. AI Fraud Act could outlaw parodies, political cartoons, and more. Oh boy. I don't know what I think about. This is going to get crazy. This is where all the new legal stuff is coming in with tech. It's a very, very broadly written bill, and you could target anything from ChatGPT generated images to satire to comedic impressions, any of it. It's a very long name for this bill. No Artificial Intelligence Fake Replicas and Unauthorized Duplications Act. So it's the No AI Fraud Act. And it's under, Reason notes it, it's under the auspices of protecting your right to likeness and voice. But it's so restrictive that it literally ensnares absolutely everything. So something else fun to watch. I mean, that's whenever, and broadly written, good heavens. Sharing fake nude images could become a federal crime under proposed law. The reintroduction of preventing deepfakes, this is part of that. That actually, if you are sharing an image of someone and it's digitally altered, like in your, and it's like you're telling everyone you're sharing nude images, you could actually be actionable for this now. Goodness. And men with boobs, they say if you got man boobs, that could actually raise a risk of early death. This is a study from Denmark. What is it called? Gynecomastia. It's a hormonal imbalance, and it affects between 1 to 2/3 of men, and it varies with age. And they said the development of it, you know, you get 3 different stages, but they said that it actually, men who have it, they have a 37% increase of early death from any cause compared to those without the condition. And they said, interestingly, neurological diseases were linked to a 29% lower risk.
To my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's be honest with immigrants who deserve better than what you're offering them. Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted HR 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I've taken the liberty of drafting it for you. It removes the Statue of Liberty, our largest symbol that tells people to come here. This is who you are, removing the fabric of America. So I want to know which Republican who supports and voted for HR 2 will introduce this bill.
What? They might as well take down the Statue of Liberty if they're going to demand a secure border. Might as well. I mean, you know, because that's binding law, the inscription that's on the Statue of Liberty, you absolute jackwagon. I mean, this guy is literally a walking participation trophy. He is. Why are you laughing? He is. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Does he even pay taxes? Like, is he old enough? Is he old enough to even rent a car? He's one of those guys who's like, I'm Gen Z. Like, I'm Gen X. Baby Gen X. I'm Gen X. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to hang on to it all day long. Raising Gen Z. Okay. And I just feel like, because I can't tell you, first off, full stop. Welcome back. Top of the second hour. God love you. Dana Lash here with you. Listen, coast to coast. Let's sit together and gossip. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and have said, oh, you know, your kids, and can they come and work in our organization? Can they? I seriously am not going to say, but this has happened. And me being me, I'm like, no. And I'm like, well, why not? I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass about anybody's opinion if they can't pay taxes. I am like a 90-year-old person in this regard. Like, live a little. You know what I mean? And I think about that because this is like one of many. Twitchy has like a whole catalog of this guy's dumbest moments. And it's basically his entire record of time in Congress. He has said some of the goofiest stuff. He's had to delete tweets right and left because it's so bad. Oh my gosh. Like, it's bad. He, like at one point, you remember the Tyree Nichols case? And as it turned out, there were, I mean, black officers involved in this. And he had tweeted, doesn't matter what color the police officers are, the murder of Nichols is anti-black and the result of white supremacy. So that's like a new hot take that he had to delete because black officers are apparently white supremacy. And he had to delete that. I mean, that's like one of many. So long story short, this is, I mean, take down the Statue of Liberty if they're going to demand a secure border. What does that have to, there is an educational deficit in this country. And that's one of the many exhibits of it. And it's in Congress, the lack of education. What is that? What is one of those things have to do with the other? Oh, if do we have to take down the Statue of Liberty to have a secure border? What does that do? I don't even know. What does that mean? Sidebar, do you remember? I remember in elementary school, I was like in first grade, I think. And they had to do, weren't you supposed to bring in pennies? And they were like fixing the Statue of Liberty and they needed all the kids' pennies. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing that. I remember bringing in some pennies and thinking, I'm fixing the Statue of Liberty. I helped. It's technically, I own some of it, right? I don't know. But I don't even know what that was. If that's their, is that their best defense for this? Is that their best defense? Because this is dumb, if it is. Just, you know. And then you got this. Audio soundbite 9. Benny Thompson. Benny and the Jets. Audio soundbite 9.
The Democratic witness, respected impeachment expert and constitutional scholar, Professor Frank Bowman, testified, and I quote, "Policy differences, no matter how severe, no matter how heated, are simply not grounds for impeachment," unquote. You cannot impeach a cabinet secretary because you don't like a president's policies. That's not what impeachment is for. That's not what the Constitution
It literally
says.
Is. If they're literally not doing their job, guess what you can do? You can impeach them. I don't know if you know that, but you can. Do you know that? You can actually impeach them if you don't like what they're doing. That's a real thing. And he's not, I mean, and Mayorkas is, good heavens, don't take my word for it. There's a New York Times article that dove into all of that. I mean, this guy was, he and others were encouraging, DHS and HHS, encouraging people, process as many people as you can, just get them through. Makes me wonder, like, what's their cut like with, you know, from the cartels? What's the cut like? I'm just wondering. Audio soundbite 14 to this point. You know, I don't think that we're going to need any time. Listen to this. This is what they call her, Corrine Johnson.
Yeah. There's also a fact that there's, I think, 71%, and you can distribute polls differently. Yeah. Why does 71% of Americans think the economy is not doing well? I mean, you've listed a litany of things already. Why the disconnect?
So we know that it's going to take time for people to fully feel what the president has done. But again, we've seen consumer confidence go up.
What does that mean?
People are starting to
feel it. Is that trickle down depression?
Yes, it is.
Are they literally arguing the trickle down theory that they hated under Laffer? Did they? Are they? Is that what they're doing? It's going to take time for people to fully feel what they're. I was on Jesse Waters last night, and I made mention of the $7 butter, and he was like, "What kind of bougie butter are you getting?" And I wanted to go, "Jesse, when's the last time you bought butter? It's not bougie butter. That's everyday butter. That's like basic B butter. I got basic B butter, dude. $7. It's like $6.90 some. $7. Round up. $7. People are feeling it right now. They're feeling it at the border. They're feeling it at the pump. They're feeling it. What is this whole, seriously, it's going to take time. It's been 4 years. It's going to take time for people to feel what he's done. What do you mean feel what it? Feel what? What are we supposed to feel? They never actually said that. What are we supposed to feel exactly?
I'm feeling something.
Yeah. I'm feeling a giant pain in my A-double snakes. I'm feeling that. Who brung it? Golly.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.